Yes, yes, yes. Greetings. This is Natural Time with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 66, and this is one of my beauty trends, and this is called Rocking Gray. Now, I know a lot of people have seen them sport this kind of hairstyle out there. I know some might have their reservations as to why, but trust me, this is a 2019 trend that's going to be a consistent trend, beauty trend that's coming up. What I have been finding out lately is that the younger generation, younger people, are rocking the gray hairstyle or the gray color. Women all over, we know for years we have been embracing our gray hairs, but the younger people are finding it more fascinating to have their hair colored gray. Women embracing their natural gray, years ago it was unheard of. Women would try to color it and disguise it because it brought on a certain stigmatism to say if you have gray hair in your hair that you're old, you're ready for the pastures, you can't get or involve yourself in certain things because you look so old. Well, it has turned out that young adults are rocking the gray hair beauty trend. Excuse me. Now, there are individuals like myself who premature gray. And what I mean about premature gray is that it seems to be an inheritance for me. Whereas my mother, for instance, my mother had premature gray by the time she was 17 years of age. She had gray in her hair. And at 17, excuse me, that was unheard of. Now, my mother started graying from 17, and her genes was already predisposed in me. For I inherited those same genes where I found out that I was graying pretty early on in life. And I did like a lot of people. I tried to dye it, and I was dying at a very young age, but then later on, I just couldn't keep up the dying of my hair. Now, I do not know many young people or young women who are already gray without pretty much dying it. They're not predisposed like myself. There are some families that I know that have a certain trait where they have a gray streak in their hair, and no matter what you do, you cannot dye their hair. It won't dye. The dye just would not take. And I have a cousin, for instance. She has a gray streak in her hair, and she's tried so many different dyes, rinses, permanents, and it just would not take. It would not gray that patch of gray hair that she has. So it's a trait that she has, and there's no medical reason as to why she has it, but she doesn't do anything now. She just let it be. But like I says, I don't know many young people who have premature gray or gray in their hair without trying to dye their hair color. But with this new trend, many older adults who are vowing to continue to color their hair, they might feel that they can now fit in. That having their gray now along with the younger people, they don't feel that pressure that they have to dye anymore, that they can pretty much feel comfortable in sporting their gray hair. Without feeling that their gray hair might make them seem pretty old. Now, knowing these individuals who kept their gray going many of them have attached this sense of empowerment. this confidence and this willpower to their life journey, that having their gray hair makes them feel wonderful inside, that they feel strong and they can accomplish a lot of things without any of these different adaptations to it, that these acronyms as to why they have it. Now, this trend is where old meets new. Older generations are starting to embrace, and the new generation is starting to embrace the rocking of the gray hair color. The new trend is geared towards embracing what's naturally yours or dyed, or just embracing the color of wisdom. Because we all think that graying and becoming gray is a sign of wisdom. Where young people are saying that they want some of that wisdom now. So they're embracing the color gray in their hair, or the dye that they're making their hair turn gray. They're embracing that wisdom that we who have gone through the traditions of life and the longevity to actually have gray hair, we're starting to feel that old meets new. And that's a good generation togetherness that I see coming up, which is another trend as itself, because intergenerational has been a thing that has gone on for years, where grandparents are actually teaching their grandchildren things. And also grandparents are becoming parents again by taking on their grandchildren and raising them. So like I said, this old meets new is a continuous thing as the generations go by, and I am so loving it. And because rocking that gray hair, some of these women are feeling empowered and confident and have the willpower to do, I'm also enjoying that as well. Because it does give you a certain pep in your step as a young woman or an older woman. And I've seen some pictures of some beautiful people, beautiful women, who don't even look old at all, and they have gray hair. I am loving it all together. So you rock on with that gray hair, because what I say is something that has been going on for generations and generations to come. Just embrace the color of wisdom. There you have it. I say, love what you do, feel what you do, and do it naturally. This is Taliba Johnson, and this is Natural Times. And I want you to leave any information that you might have on this topic. And leave me a message, and we'll talk some more about it. So until then, you have a natural day. See ya.